cosmos, under mythology. Go back to a Roman building for important decision-making people, leading people. Odin. Intelligentsia. You know, one of those beautiful classical Roman buildings with pillars and all these sculptures, you know, sculptures of different gods, goddesses. And then someone stands there giving a speech to the important people sitting there, talking about, you know, maybe it's in a very important event, the inauguration of a new emperor or president, you know, or whatever, not president, but or a new pope or whatever. And then that they speak about this goddess there, standing there, a beautiful sculpture, about her qualities. Maybe she is the goddess of wisdom. You know, that personality that you see there as a statue, but still personifying wisdom and good decision making and knowledge coupled with compassion and broad-minded, you know, this whole, you can expand that so much, what wisdom is and how truly wise in the good, benevolent sense person should be. You know, honesty, always. Devoted to the truth, married to the truth. Under the oath of truth, you know, this, and when a culture then has, through the generations, embedded all these qualities in that deity, of that god or goddess, just by looking at such a sculpture, you think of all these qualities. You don't even need to explain them in many words. Everyone, even children, know, yeah, this is goddess so-and-so, this is god so-and-so. And this we find in all other older cultures. There are Indian gods, Roman gods, Greek gods, Scandinavian gods, and all over the place. So we can see how important even that art, architecture of those cultures and of our cultures today as well are. Because we're talking archetypes, you know, characters that personify certain qualities. And yes, maybe you need more of the quality of that God. You know, we have it Saturn and Jupiter and Mars and Venus and so on, right? Each one personifying different qualities in humans, living beings. Which again are then placed in space-time here, you know. The time aspect there you have with the astrological signs, the sun is moving there. And in that sign, some quality personified in that god, Jupiter, Gemini, is there, dominant. And I would say, and then of course the activities we do within this space of the earthly realm, within that wheel of time, determine our destiny. So we should be careful to align, you know, our minds, our hearts, and our intellects with that goddess, that god that we want to and need. Maybe it's our duty, you know, that calls for it. Your king or your spiritual leader, teacher, you know, each one has their duty. So, yes, the ideal that you should not only look up to, but identify with, follow, and pray to for the blessings of that power, or that ability, or that quality. I mean, it's a very powerful thing, this, that we call mythology. Because again, you infuse so much into an image, even, of a personality. You can write a whole book about that goddess or god. But it goes in there, it's kind of deep into the collective subconscious of the culture of a nation or people. So, and does, is there actually a god, a person there, that this statue or Parastella depicts. Of course, there must be someone in this universe which the best way, to the fullest extent, personifies those qualities. And that's the person who's there behind that god. We're personalists.